for those.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Alright. So today we are on May 14th. Time's flying by.
Mm-hmm. May 14th, 11:02 a.m. My name is Trooper Ben.
Can you restate the time and date? Sorry,
yep.
I started it.
It is May 14th, 11:02 a.m. We are here at the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. My name is Trooper Ben Schlauch, ID number 6818.
And my name is Special Agent Jennifer Smith, ID number 6725.
And could you state your name, sir?
Don Coombs, Shelby County Sheriff.
What's your date of birth, Don? And how long have you been the sheriff?
Since 2014.
What's a good phone number for you, Don?
For the sheriff's office itself is 217-774-3941.
And then an address for you? So basically, we kind of went over why, you know, we're here. Has anyone ordered you to speak with us today?
No.
Okay, so you're willing to just give, you know, a statement, you know, under your free will?
I'm willing to work with you in any way I can.
Okay, awesome. And you can feel free to end the interview at any time. We're not holding you here. You're not in custody.
Thanks.
So, like we said, there are just some allegations that have been in the news. Documents that have been FOIA'd. We have some of those documents, so we really just want to get your side of the story.
Understand.
And just kind of get a better understanding of the Sheriff's Department as a whole.
Sure.
So the first thing that I kind of want to bring up is the timekeeping issue.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just, at a really high level, just walk me through how your deputies submit their timekeeping and the approval process for that?
Well, when I took office, I implemented a not really how to word this, but I put my undersheriff in charge of all that, and he's taken care of basically from start to finish on all this. Basically, the only time I get informed that something is wrong is when it goes wrong and I need it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I get involved in it. So as far as the timekeeping stuff goes, you're going to have to talk to my undersheriff. He's the payroll clerk and stuff like that for that.
And that would be McCall, correct?
That would be Rob, yes. You made it in time.
What is your understanding of the procedures? Even though he's in charge of that whole area,
mm-hmm.
What's your understanding of the process?
Well, each person, individual that works here has a time, they fill out a timesheet. And they submit that timesheet to him. Then he submits that to the county clerk. Now you have to understand that the under contract and stuff like that, these people that work here are not hourly. They are salaried. And that's what he goes by, the salary and not hourly. And that's also in the contract, which you will have a copy of that,
okay.
If you haven't already.
Okay.
And it shows the do's and don'ts and stuff like that, what we are in charge of, as far as management rights and things like that.
Now, what shifts are they on right now?
It depends on the shifts. They're on 10-hour shifts.
Okay, that's
those. They work for, they're off for
mm-hmm.
right now.
Okay. And did that change
it did.
When you took office?
It did change when
okay.
I took office. It came to me that, you know, that the 10-hour shifts would work and stuff like that. And I said, well, if they work, go ahead and do it. But then during the process of this, after we actually got FOIA'd, and then we found out that, what the hell's going on here? It's it's not falling under the correct, you know, you would presume, and this is what I did, I presumed that what I was told was right, and that it would fall, say you work 10-hour shifts in a week, it's going to work 80 hours, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, we happened to find something that didn't kind of jive with that, but it jived with the contract. Mm-hmm. To where, and we fixed that. Now, they are working the 80 hours and stuff like that, but as soon as I found out, we fixed that.
And so in your two-week period, you weren't hitting
We were working the first, they were getting 40 hours the first week, or the first time. Then the second, they were getting 30 hours. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, this is not right. Mm-hmm. When I found this out, we changed that immediately.
Okay.
What did you do to change that? What did you...
We rescheduled the shifts to where now they're working, still getting four on, four off.
Right.
But they're working the 80 hours in that week.
Okay. What about overtime and comp time?
Yeah.
How's overtime?
Anything over a certain period of hours worked that week, if they're over that, they get paid the overtime.
Okay. And then how is that submitted by each employee?
Through a pay sheet, which you probably should have. I mean, if it was FOIA'd, they were all, everything was FOIA'd by the Edgar County people. They were FOIA'd by the our treasurer, and we sent everything. We submitted anything they asked, and we took care of it. Mm-hmm.
Are your deputies required to go 41 on the radio by a certain time, or do you have different systems for that?
No, we have CAD system that they go on, off, and we also put that in, sent that out to them too, that was FOIA'd, so.
Okay. Would it be, occasionally do deputies miss calling on or forget to call on, or no?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Is there maybe a process, if they do forget to call on, can they go back and counteract that?
No.
We don't
have that.
Okay.
If you're talking about timesheet type thing they fill out, this is what we're going to be implementing. This is something new that we're going to be working with to make sure that...
So
That the contract says that I can do whatever, we're going to fix that too, because we've already got... I got my law enforcement committee coming in saying, this contract is so vague, and the way it's written, people can probably get away with a little bit, and it shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be working on that next contract, that's not going to happen.
So will this be an electronic process then?
This is going to be just handwritten.
Okay.
I'm going to have it, the treasurer's going to have it, my secretary's going to have it, so there's going to be it's going to be taken care of, this whole issue thing. Yeah. So.
What allegations regarding the timekeeping have been brought up to you? Like, what issues are you aware of?
Well, the issue with what I've just told you.
Okay.
Basically what I just told you. And as soon as I found out about it, as soon as everybody else found out about it, we've taken care of it. But after reading the contract again, it's not an issue. It's a issue as far as if you went, and you will see that in there, and which I will show you, that I have the right to change shifts, change the hours, working whatever hours, which I think basically we need to change to get it set down into that needs to be negotiable. In other words, we need to negotiate on that.
Have the actual schedule and the shifts.
Exactly, right. We do have an actual schedule, as you see here. We do have an actual schedule where they work, but this gives me an idea where they're at, where the time they work and stuff. This is courthouse. Deputies are a little different. I have them here. But it's basically the same thing. It just tells me where they're at and when they're working and stuff like that. But McCall takes care of all that.
Now, just quickly on the overtime, so is overtime based on the 40-hour work week, so anything over 40, or is it based on daily? Can people turn in overtime sheets if they work 10-hour plus?
Right. Okay. It's a daily deal.
Gotcha.
And when again did you switch to the 10 hours?
I think it's about 5 years ago.
Okay. So quite a while.
It's been quite a while. And this was to make sure that we had enough people on that I could get them in schools. We can have overlaying shifts. We can cut back on overtime. We cut back on sick time. We cut back on all that. I don't have that documented, which I which I had now, mm-hmm. but I don't have that documented. It's just that we never have sick time. We don't have basically a lot of the overtime other mm-hmm. than what it has to be, you know, but we've cut back way on that. So
for employees following the contract, I'm sure there's, you know, a new employee is awarded different personal days or comp days than someone who's been here
that
for 15
correct.
Years.
That's correct.
How is that monitored? So like if you get a new employee, you don't award that person time that he or she hasn't necessarily earned yet?
It's whatever's indicated in the contract. That's what they go by.
Okay, so someone's monitoring that to make
sure. Yes, and that will be, I'm sorry to say, but I use my undersheriff quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, because he's everything from, well, he's my jail superintendent, if you will. He's my lead homicide investigator. He's the guy that we cut back on everything over in the courthouse as far as testifying, because I use him mm-hmm. for all that, to cut back on keeping people out here on the road.
Yeah.
So.
Are you aware of any possible abuse that's been going on by any of your employees regarding overtime or putting in for any sort of time earned?
Again, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, in terms of time earned, would you be aware of, say you have a new employee, would they go ahead and just put on the books the time for the entire year at the beginning of the year, or would that, every month, is that reassessed?
As far as...
So say as you're earning sick time, say you earn...
Oh, that's on the books once a month.
Okay, so once a month those books are updated.
They are, yes.
Okay. I didn't know if people were allowed to go into the negative. You know, say you give them the allotted sick time for the full year, if they're allowed to go in the negative.
No. They just get one sick day a year. I mean, one sick day a month.
Okay.
And same way with the vacation time. If they can't take it within that year, we give them, in the contract, it says that you have so many days after that year of contract that you can take that. Say, for an example, I have a secretary's husband has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She can't take her vacation. So she just put in for 4 days that she still got from last year. She's going to have to take immediately. So,
are TCs and other employees of the Sheriff's Department underneath the same protocols? Do they all report to the undersheriff?
Right.
Okay.
So who all reports to the undersheriff for timekeeping then?
The whole department.
Whole department.
Yes.
And you guys do run telecommunications in here?
Yes. We're on a CAD system and all that stuff.
Are deputies able to log another deputy in?
No. There's no way. We don't have that capability of doing that.
Okay. I wasn't sure if, you know, if just they were by someone's computer using the CAD system, if that was something they could do.
No, they can't do that on our CAD system.
Okay.
They can't do that.
And that's one of the biggest things, you know, we're just trying to learn how you guys operate.
Hey, and I tell you what, I'm learning too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I've been here, 6 years? Got two left. And I'm going to retire after 48 years, and that's good for me. But that's... We tried to make it to where I'm not a micromanager type thing. If I was, I'd drive crazy with all the stuff and the new changing and everything's changing and stuff like that. So it was better to implement it this way to get him involved in regards to everything else so he can see what's going on. We have a chain of command here. If it gets to me and I find out that it's wrong, I want it fixed immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we try to be as transparent as we can and not try to hide anything. When we found out about this, we reported it. Not anybody else didn't find it. We found it.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to take care of the problem, and that's what we're trying to do now.
And when, did you already say when you found the problem or how long ago that
was? We were asked to submit something to the, I'm not sure where that is, but we were asked to submit something, and when we seen that, we go, submit it. It's there, you do it and get it done. Don't try to hide anything because we just don't want to do that. So, but once we seen it, we thought, but under contract, it's not wrong. But it's all the way you want to interpret it. And so we went to the 80-hour things, and now they're, matter of fact, it's even better than what it was last time. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you have a map of shift command that goes from you as a sheriff, the undersheriff, and then are there, does each shift have any sort of command officer, or is it just
one? We have a sergeant, a senior sergeant. We had a sergeant on the late shift, but he retired, and I never replaced him. But we have a senior sergeant, but he works days.
Who would that be?
That'd be Jeff Wood.
Okay. So it goes senior sergeant Jeff Wood, so that would be the first chain of command for officers?
Rob's second, yeah.
So a Jeff would be one that would be the first line to approve overtime?
Nope.
Okay.
McCall only.
Perfect. So Jeff Wood to McCall to you if it gets there.
Any other questions for the timekeeper?
Do you have a copy of this?
I do not have a copy of that, no.
Let me get you one.
Okay. Do you have a digital copy of that?
We might have a digital copy.
We may, but I have not seen the
I'm not sure how old our digital copy is.
Okay, let me see. And I can point out some of the stuff for you. Yeah, can I have a copy? Do you have a extra copy of the contract?
I think Nicole had to clarify most of that.
Can I have that one? I'll get you a new one. Thank you.
Who do your FOIA requests go through?
Erica Bailey.
Okay.
She is our FOIA officer.
And still current?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Do you have any involvement with the FOIAs, or does she primarily handle everything?
She lets me know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just in terms of a notification saying this was FOIA?
Yes, and I immediately say get it to them. That's, but then we don't hesitate.
Okay.
They say, well, we can wait 5 days, and I said, if it's there, do it now. Unless you're busy, then wait your 5 days or whatever, but get it to them as soon as you can.
Do you have a good contact number for her?
For her?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be right here, Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
But she's working Monday through Friday.
So, are there any current FOIA requests that are pending, or has everything been fulfilled as of now?
Everything's been fulfilled as of now.
Was there an issue at one point with the treasurer's office with FOIA requests that, was there a little bit of a back and forth at some point with them not agreeing with what they were getting, or?
Yeah, there was at the beginning. I believe so. That was that away, and she wasn't getting something that it was not explained properly or something. But she got it.
Okay. In terms of what she asked for, in terms of documentation, has there been an issue with her demanding clarification and then being denied clarification on things?
Not that I'm aware of.
How's your general relationship with the treasurer's office? I'm sure there's some tension or misunderstandings, I guess.
Well, I think it's communications problem, I believe. I can't say, you know, I'm not here to run down anybody in regards to that. Right at the present time, I know that she's being sued by an attorney and stuff like that for not paying bills and stuff like that. I don't know what her job is. I know what her job is supposed to be, but it's one of those things. She's doing her job, and if she thinks that, that's fine. If somebody wants to sue her, that's fine. And the county, I'm just going to leave it that. I really don't have a comment on something like that. She's not here to defend herself if I say sure. anything, and I don't like that.
That's fine.
I don't like to talk behind anybody's back or anything like that. And if fair. You would ask me in front of her, I would tell you.
Sure.
But there's
that's fair.
Okay.
And then one thing that came up when we were looking through a lot of the FOIA requests mm-hmm. Were some issue with some firearms that were sold and then possibly returned.
Yes.
Can you walk us through kind of what happened with those?
I'm sitting here chief deputy came in and was standing there and said he spoke to the state's attorney in regards to selling some firearms that were forfeited and stuff like that. And I said, because we don't have any room in our evidence wall for that. And I said, well, go ahead and do whatever the state's attorney says and let's get things moving. So we went ahead and got things going and took them to a locked and loaded that's over by Pena that does the sales and stuff like that, and we ran them through there. Then I found out that where's the rest of the paperwork on this for me to do this? Well, there was no paperwork done. I said, well, we got to get these back. This is done. We thought we had the paperwork. I'm not sure who dropped the ball on this, but it was wrong, so we got to get these things back. So everything came back. Money was given back. All that money went in with the shop with the cop. It was given back to them with the shop with the cop. And so that was all clarified. Now we know what we're supposed to be doing. I went to the state's attorney's office, and I said, do you remember this conversation you had? And she took for me, yeah, I remember the conversation. But there was no paperwork to follow. Now, this is strictly off the record if you want to shut that off. I will tell you something about it, you know. But that was just it.
So, by paperwork, was there no, like, judge orders?
No judge's order. Nothing like that. What it said, I pulled it up on...
And these were evidentiary pieces. These weren't property of the Sheriff's Department, correct?
These were taken for... because the gentleman... had no FOID card, he was revoked, had a revoked FOID card, and was a felon of some kind, and we had him on charge. He was out shooting and cats and stuff, and our dogs in Tower Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the judici request, and it said weapon, didn't say weapons. And I said, and I showed him, I said, we got to get these back. This is not what it says. Let's do things right and get things moving here. And so, yeah, all the weapons came back. We still have it. We got it verified through my county board. I have a law enforcement committee, and I had my chairman verify that they're all here. Everything's accounted for. And when the new state's attorney gets in, then we're going to...
revisit that?
We are going to revisit that. But since then, we went out on our own and found I wanted to know who paid for his funeral. The gentleman died.
Okay.
That's the reason why.
So that was the case closure.
Case was closed. So I went and found the person who paid for his funeral because he was indigent, and it was a relative. So I said, have you ever went to the state's attorney to ask to get these weapons? And I have not heard from him since. So,
do you know where he lives?
He lives in Tower Hill.
Or what the gentleman's name was that passed? Because would that ultimately be a solution for this? Would be to find the next of kin?
It would be, and that's what we're going to work on.
Okay.
As soon as the new state's attorney gets in, and we're going to take care of all that. And we're trying to meet with her to give her a heads up of what everything that's going on here so she just don't walk into it with her eyes closed. Mm-hmm. But I think it's Davis is his last name.
Is it a contested run this go around?
No.
Okay.
No. Mrs. Kroenke.
Mm-hmm. But Gina's for sure.
Yeah, Gina's not going to have anything. Just like yesterday, she wasn't at our board meeting, which I wish she was, because you're not there, you're going to get slammed a lot. You know, no representation. People do things without asking, and the board goes along with it. Davis, I'm sure it's Davis, the last name.
When was he arrested? About how long ago? Were the firearms obtained?
A couple years ago. A couple years. That's been over two. Since then, it's been almost 3 years now since that incident. So,
were they seized on a search warrant or?
No, it was taken because we had to go to his house. He lives in a two-bedroom house, ran down. And he was asked if he had any other weapons. He said yes. And the officers asked him to take it because, you know, you can't have these. We're going to have to take these. And he said fine.
Okay.
And that was it. He was given a receipt, I believe, for all that. And
did he pass while in custody?
He passed right after he got convicted.
Okay.
So, yeah, I attend. Damn, that just, yeah.
Do you remember approximately how many guns were?
32.
32 of them?
Yep.
And so all of those that were listed on
every
that
gun
sale?
That was listed, ammo and all. And which we had to clean a cat poop off of. And they were, some of them were,
yeah, if we could just, and you don't have to dig for it now, but okay. At some point today, if we could just get his information and.
Oh, well, I can have it here. I'm okay. Just looking right now, just looking down. That. I'm still waiting to hear something back from the state's attorney on another thing that about purchasing an animal, my canine, and going through the proper process of doing that. And naturally, now that I'm making sure everything's proper, that I haven't heard anything back from that yet. So I don't know. Weapons. Here. I have to get that back to you, apparently.
Okay. I know you briefly went over what happened about going to, was it Locked and Loaded in Pena?
Yes.
With those firearms. Could you kind of go into more detail about the steps that you took?
We called them first to see if they could do this. They said, yeah, we took them all over there, put them on a table. They gave us an idea of what they were possibly worth and things like that. And and they went from there as far as that goes. They would, something they were bought, a lot of them from the guys who worked here, because in the past practice, that some weapons went up to Rayo Herrens, and everybody went up there and bought them through Rayo Herrens and stuff like that. But I found the court order on that one, so naturally we had to do things right. So they'd come in and say, well, this gun is not worth it, whatever, even what the price was. And I said, well, what I wanted to do was to get this money in this shop with a cop program. And I don't care if it was a dollar, I don't give a shit. I mean, I don't want those guns anywhere around. We need room here. Get them sold, get the money in here, and get enough for Christmas for the kids. So they'd come in and say, well, this gun is worth $400. Would you take three? I go, well, I guess that would be fine. And go from there, you know. And they went, and that was it. But luckily we got them all, everything back. So that's how the process went.
And then who was in charge of kind of figuring out exactly what to do with the firearms? I know you said that you had some conversations with the state's attorney's office just to see.
That was just it. There was that one conversation, I believe, okay. Through Rob, and Rob can basically give you the ups on that, because once he told me that she was fine with that, they went along with it. But that was our mistake for not going back to her and saying, where the hell's the paperwork? You know, why ain't we doing this? Why ain't we doing that? And that was our fault. So, yeah, but we tried to correct that as soon as we could.
Was the sale of the firearms isolated to deputies, or did anybody else have an opportunity to try to buy them?
I think the deputies all went over there and did it
right away.
So it was one of those things.
And do you know if they have any documentation there from like ATF paperwork or anything?
Well,
like
they had to fill it out. They had to fill them out before they took it. I was there when some of them filled out. Hell, I bought one.
Okay, so they got the ball rolling.
They got it. It's all that paperwork's done and stuff like that. And some we didn't sell, and I sighed for it, but I brought back here thinking, because they were just high-priced weapons. I said, no, those all go up to O'Hare and buy equipment with. So those are all brought back. There was like 6 or 8 of them that were brought back and not sold.
Okay.
So.
And then when you said that you realized, you know, you should have had another conversation and the guns were returned,
mm-hmm.
Were employees reimbursed the same price that they paid for them?
Yes.
Okay. So no one was given an extra $25 for...
Well, that was their gun. They paid $25 for their things like that, but that was paid back by me to them personally.
Okay.
So what was the $25 for?
That was for your gun. Anytime you fill out for a gun rest, that gotcha. You have to pay a $25 fee to the state or for that done. So what I did is I just gave them the money for that, to give that $25 back. And put it, you know, to them. It didn't come out of the... At first, it came out of the... I did. They gave it back to them out of the Shop of the Cop program.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you can't do that either. It was my mistake, so I'm going to give each one of you whatever money it is for that. And so that was it.
Okay.
What documentation do you have for the firearms? So you still have all 32 of them?
Oh, yeah. They're all still... We still okay. have them. And that's what I said. We got to go back to our state's attorney with this case with Mr. Dunn and Mr. Davis to our next state's attorney to get things going, either through a family member or see if we can get them sold somewhere else for equipment or whatever.
So what is the Shop with the Cop fund? Like, what bank account is that in?
It's a separate account that the treasurer has some of it now, and we still have some here yet to send over that we did. We sell calendar ads. I don't have one hanging in here, but it's calendar ads and of all the businesses and stuff in town.
Okay.
We get enough money. This year, or last year, we had 85, we had 60 two kids or 60 some, we did $8,500 worth of toys for them out of that account.
Is anything else, do any other monies go into that account?
No.
So that's just strictly just Shop with the Cop?
Strictly.
Okay. One. And what balance does that account usually run at?
Well, you'll have to ask my secretary that. She has a separate account or something for that.
Okay. But is it mainly depleted? The entire balance depleted with Shop with the Cop?
Almost.
Or do you have reserves?
There's some now that has not been sent over yet, because we are waiting for our new state's attorney to come to find out what we can do with that money there, because we don't want it anymore. We want another organization, such as the FOP.
Mm-hmm.
We want to donate that money to the FOP.
And have the union run
and
that.
The union take care of all that, so it basically gets out from under us. That would be a great thing for them. You know, to do so, we're working on that too, to get that taken care of. We tried to give it to Crime Stoppers, but they were called by somebody, and somebody said that wasn't right, so they're trying to shy away from it. They know the problem too with this, that, and the other. So we're trying to do the right thing by giving it to somebody
okay.
we can give that to without having any hassle.
Then you're a signer on that account, aren't you? I saw the check.
I am, and so was Rob McCall.
Okay, and then are you two the only signers on the account?
I think. I'm not sure if my secretary is or not.
So what would be like a normal... You said the ads from local businesses for your...
$75 an ad.
$75 an ad.
Mm-hmm.
How many ads are you selling, roughly?
I'm not sure. Maybe 60 on each calendar. We have 120 ads, I believe.
And that's over the course of the year, then?
Yeah.
For the Shop with the Cop program? And then does any other money go into that account?
No.
No? And then, do you know the exact name of the account? I think I have a statement here. I just want to make sure we're talking about the same account.
DARE program? Does this sound familiar? I used to go into the DARE program.
There's an actual name on the account that's...
Oh, okay.
This is really easy to do with gloves on.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Is it the Stellar Inmate account?
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
No.
Yeah, so we must not have those bank statements then. What makes up the Stellar Inmate account?
That's the stuff in the back for inmates. So
that's just completely separate
that's
from...
That's completely separate.
Okay.
Who monitors that account?
Rob. They do. He's the jail administrator, so...
Alright, I just want to make sure we're talking about the same account.
Oh, yeah. See, it used to be the DARE program. Calendar sales were done to pay the our retired troopers or retired deputy sheriffs and stuff like that would be our teachers. And we'd pay their salary with that, or if you want to call it salary or something, out of that program.
Do you know, would your secretary mind getting us a statement of that account, the shopping account one, just so we can clarify that?
Sure.
That'll help us get both sides of the picture
nice.
So we can...
Yes, could we have the statement or stuff done to show for our shop with the cop program thing? You have that in there that I can have a copy of. Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Are there any other accounts that are monitored by the Sheriff's Department?
And if it would be, you'll have to ask the Secretary as far as that goes. As far as what accounts go on and stuff like that. Again, maybe I should be micromanager, but with the people that work, and as you well know in law enforcement, you can't find any better people than, and I'm biased,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, these people that work here are very dedicated and they're good and you know, they're just some, one of those, you know, can't say enough about them.
Yeah. So well, if you trust these people to run the accounts, I mean...
Well, that's the whole thing you do. But then when I find out that there is an issue, I want that issue fixed, but I want to know the reason why it was done in the first place. If somebody dropped the ball along the way, and again, I'm not going to say what's happening, you know, as far as that goes, you'll have to ask them yourself, because, you know, I've had this issue right now. We went through a thing with the union and the county. And it went to arbitration, and the deputies just won that just the other day. So that she was fighting also, but the deputies won. And now we're going to be going through another one that the attorneys that were hired by the county, she didn't pay. And now she and the county are being sued. So there's a lot of turmoil going on, and we don't want to stir anything else up. So, excuse me. Don? Both of them. Yep. Okay.
Now the issue that just went to arbitration, was that a pay issue, or what was the issue that the arbitrator cleared up?
Both.
Okay.
It was a pay issue, insurance issue, there's a lot of different issues there.
And the arbitrator sided with the deputies?
On some of it.
Okay.
Not all of it, but on some of it. It made it pretty good for them. So.
Do you know if there's a final ruling on that arbitration
it
agreement?
Is. I have that. I did
yeah.
have it anyway.
If at some point we could get a copy of that.
Let's see if I got that.
because that'll be helpful. That was just in the last few weeks.
Arbitration award explained.
Perfect.
How's that?
That'll work.
Glad.
Well, we're very aware that we're getting one side of the story here.
Well, and I appreciate that.
And that's why we wanted to sit down with you and talk.
Yeah, it's like, print this, and I'm not computer literate. I'm still figuring out my phone that I had for 5 years ago. But, print, let's go to the right printer. And I'll get this for you.
Who would be your deputy's union representative?
Jeff Wood.
Okay. So I take it he was in there with the arbitrator and then with the county?
Yeah.
The county attorney that they would have hired?
Yeah, the one they fired.
So who's the attorney that wasn't getting paid, the arbitrator?
Ed Flynn would be the county attorney they hired.
So Ed Flynn acted on behalf of the county employees?
Correct. No, on behalf of the county.
Okay.
So she did not pay him. The county clerk did not, or the
okay.
treasurer
and then
pay
did
him.
The FOP bring in?
There, and yes. And I don't know who.
Independent counsel, I guess.
Correct.
And then there was an arbitrator that acted in between those two entities?
Yes.
Okay. Which I'm sure that will be explained there. Mm-hmm.
And then just for the purposes of my notes, I'm pretty sure you already explained it. The $25 refunds, once you realized it was getting paid out of Shop with the Cop, then you personally refunded the Shop with the Cop account?
I did.
Okay. But you just didn't...
No, I'm going to get this. Let me get this right.
Yep.
I knew it was... They were paid with that. And I gave them the money to give back to the Shop with a Cop. That's what it is. I didn't pay for it. I gave them the money to give back to show that they paid the money back to them.
The $25
yes.
for each
so
firearm.
They get a receipt that shows that they paid that $25 back to Shop with a Cop.
And was that $25 for each firearm?
Each one that they signed out was each firearm.
Okay.
Could have just said, yeah, they all got a receipt where they paid it back, but there's no sense. Yeah, I gave it to them to pay back.
And your phone starts dinging and you have sweaty
hands gloves, that
and
makes
plastic
it,
gloves.
That makes it, that is,
yeah. The touch screen doesn't quite work.
Exactly. It was my mistake that them damn things were sold anyways. For me not doing the going back and looking, checking. So you got to take some fault on that.
Just one question on the issue of possible overpayment of employees here. What has been brought to your attention about that? And what's the argument of deputies or county employees being overpaid right now?
Well, you know, I've taken it through my law enforcement committee. They looked at the they looked at the contract and they said, what's the issue here? It basically, when you see this, it's going to say that that's part of my rights as far as the hours worked, when I can work them, how many hours I can work them. Because they're on a metrics thing, that they are not hourly, they're salaried. So whatever hours I work them, I still got to pay them the same amount. Mm-hmm. That's in contract. It's in the contract. I can do that.
Let me see that binder real quick, and I'll kind of clarify what... And obviously, we'll go through this with McCall a little bit, but I just kind of wanted your... Has she directly asked you about the overpayment of employees?
No, not really.
On the summary, it's kind of easier to read.
Grab that.
Hello. OK. Okay, just right there.
Yeah, this is what we have in our bank account, special sheriff's account. And then this is what is sent over to the courthouse.
Okay, would I be able to get copies of those by chance?
No, you can have these.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me make a copy of this one. This one I just printed off.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
See, they're in arbitration now because the payroll schedule is being set up in the treasurer and got a resolution through the county board that they can use their sick time to compensate for the pay schedule change, which I don't think IMRF would like that.
Thank you.
So they are filing agreements on that. So, and that's, we're in right now step two of that, and that's what I got here. I have a meeting with the people tomorrow, our county grievance committee, in regards to that issue too. So
when they calculate the time in, time out, are you saying that a lot of this, the differences in the hours, could be attributed to the error you found with the 40 hours worked 1 week and the 30 the next?
Could be, probably.
Because just, I mean, from what I'm looking at, it's basically like claiming that there's overpayment of, for instance, $7,000 plus.
There has never been any time in my, since I've been here, that we've ever been over budget in payroll. Mm-hmm. There's never been any time that we've, any of that. It's always been budgeted. Again, they're salaried. They're not hourly employees. Mm-hmm. I can work them 1 hour, pay them the same whatever.
And it's, that's management rights.
It's management rights. It's in the contract. So
they don't necessarily have to be logged in for a 10-hour shift for you to pay them?
They are logged in, period, mm-hmm. on a 10-hour shift. But you would presume, and which it was at the beginning, that if you're paying, this week you're working 10 hours, next week you're working 10 hours. We thought if this was a 13-month year, it would fall in perfectly. But it doesn't. I said, what would work if we had done it right? Well, it needed to be a 13-month year. These 10-hour shifts would fall in great. Now, we've still got 10-hour shifts, but they're working 5 on and 3 off to do that, to make up for this thing. So we were making sure that they're getting their 80 hours, even though I don't even have to work on that as per contract, which we are going to be making a new contract, I hope, and I hope I'm part of that.
It talks about cashing out vacation time, and correct me if I'm wrong because I need to go through the contract a little
sure.
bit more thoroughly. Mm-hmm. But there's an argument that the contract does not allow that.
For what? Cashing out?
For cashing out. Is that something that you guys typically do, is cash out vacation time?
Vacation time?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not able to take it,
mm-hmm.
yes, it's
that's
in the contract.
That's an option that they are allowed to do?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
If I deny your vacation time or whatever, yeah, you...
And that's yeah. is that spelled out?
It's in the contract.
That?
Yes.
Okay, and we'll refer to that now that we have a copy of it. Is anybody ever awarded, for instance, if you have an officer that's training somebody else or deputy, are they awarded any additional overtime for training, or is that just part of the regular duties?
That's just part of the regular duties.
Okay. And I think on some of these, it'll say, for instance, 30 minutes of overtime or 15. Is anything over that 15 minutes, if they work 16 minutes over, does that round to 30?
Again, you know.
That'll be Rob.
That'll be Rob.
Okay.
And did anybody do that? I want to know.
there's quite a minute, quite a few small increments of time that are added in.
Yeah. Well, and here's, and the rub is this, anything that, I think, and I'm trying to get the deputies over this, see, is this arbitration with the county was not a pretty thing. This other arbitration that's going to be coming in now in regards to some issues, again, is not going to be a pretty thing either, because it's the payroll, and naturally the treasurer is the payroll person, that
mm-hmm.
it's going to be some issues here as far as the sick time, which I tried. You cannot cash in your sick time, but the county board and her said, cash in your sick time, and I said, I don't think that you could do that.
Have they been allowing that in the past?
No.
Okay.
And So I think that they're going to be looking into that also.
In terms of attendance reports, would McCall be in charge of count time?
That's correct.
Everything, holiday time, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I guess one question that I have is if the overpayment calculations are taking into consideration time worked, or if they're just trying to claim that that's an overpayment over the contractual amount of time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Each employee has a salary?
Each employee has a salary, and it never has went over. I've never had an issue with that. It's always been within my budget. Mm-hmm. And even during our arbitration, it's even stated in there, in the arbitration rule, that they are salaried. They're not hourly.
Now, if you are on vacation, if you are on a day off and there's a holiday that falls, are they credited with holiday time?
Yes, they are.
For being off?
Okay. Yes, 8 hours worked, or 8 hours off. You still get 8 hours, then you get time and a half, it's in the contract also.
Okay. Because that's one of the arguments here, is that somebody was off and should not be comped according to the contract.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are here for this. I really am.
Well, and we're just trying to
gather
information and
understand. We'll do anything you ask. You don't have to, it's just, Gina called me this morning and said, you're going to be here. I said, well, you're going to be part of this because I'm not sure. She said, no, they're going to be talking to me separate. And I said, well, that's fine. She told me if I wanted counsel, I said, well, what for? I mean, we've always been transparent. We want to make this thing happen. We work with the Illinois State Police hand in hand and anything else. We want to make sure that stays valuable. And when we got nothing to hide, if we're doing something wrong, please let us know. We're going to correct it. And we're going to correct it immediately.
And here's, for instance, one of the things that'll say 10:41 and 10:42 time, and it'll say 7 hours, 41 work, 20 minutes short. So from what this... These are not your timesheets, correct? These are ones that have been notated by the office themselves.
I'm not. That's okay. Bob's, right? Or Bob's, yeah.
So, basically what they're arguing is that they're not fulfilling their contractual time, and your argument is it says in the contract that they are salary employees paid on this base, mm-hmm. whether they fulfill
exactly
that shift time in and time out. Are you understanding how I'm...
That's how I... take this also, so it's, yeah. But I didn't know that. If they're logging in there and they're trying, and they're being honest with you. They are being honest with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I've got them off 20 minutes here because they were relieved 20 minutes early. We have a dispatcher that comes in an hour early because he just don't want to stay home.
Now, is overtime automatic if they go 10:42? 20 minutes after their shift's over, does that automatically throw time in?
Only if they've submitted,
exactly.
As far as that
so
goes.
So it would still have to go through McCall. It's
still
not like there's
through.
A backdoor process where they can just go 10:42 an hour later and it automatically.
No. See, I've been trying to get them to go electronically now for a long time. I can't get anybody to go along with that. So, and they can do it on their car computers. When they get in, they go 10:41. They also go by the CAD system. I mean, that's on the CAD system too. They also radio it in. I don't know. We'll be working on that. I know I'm dumping a lot of stuff on Rob, but Rob is the go-to guy here. And, he does a pretty damn good job, so.
CE, does that stand for, if it says CE 3 hours, CE Edward, sorry. G you know what that acronym would be?
No.
Okay.
Comp earned?
That, it says like CE 3 hours, CE 5.5. They have the option for overtime or comp time.
Yes.
If they go run a shift.
And is that paid out differently? It's like, what do you get?
If comp time at the end of the year is stated in the contract. You can cash in up to so many hours of comp time at the end of the year.
Like, let's say I'm one of your deputies and I work 4 hours of OT. Is comp time assessed at time and a half?
It is, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what you earn, that's what you get.
It's like if you did 1 hour OT, it'd be 1.5 comp.
Something like that, yeah.
Do you have any question of your trust in Nicole's ability to, when somebody calls in sick, deduct that sick time and to keep accurate records for sick holiday?
I have all confidence in Rob. Rob's going to be running for sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's running the state straight and narrow too, so I don't think he would go from one side to the other. I wouldn't believe that.
And would you ever know of any time where somebody would say, hey, I'm not feeling well today, and they would not deduct his sick time, for instance?
Not that I'm aware
okay.
of. Not that I'm aware of.
Are there any employees of the Sheriff's Department that, I think you mentioned, did somebody have a sick family member, or earlier when we were talking, and correct me if I'm wrong, would anybody have the ability to stay home and work, for instance, and not necessarily be on the clock here at the office?
We have that. Right through the county board said we could keep them home
so that,
for that 14 days or 21 days or
okay.
whatever.
Is anybody on that right now?
Not right now. No, they're all back to work.
Okay.
As soon as they lifted that, we brought them all back to work.
Okay.
And there was only like two anyway.
Okay. Is there anything else you can think of right now?
No, I think most of the questions have been...
Can I take a look at that?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for us right now?
I do not, and I thank you for being here. That's it. I mean, we'll get this thing issue over. And
I'm sure this is especially hard for you because you can't see facial expressions.
But it's, you know, we need people like you. I wish I had you guys in here. At any time you guys ever need anything, we need to talk to it, we have offices for you. I think you know that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
I've been here a few times.
Yeah, so you...
It's been a while, but...
Yeah, it has been a while, because I asked...
Knock
I said, when I called you on the phone, I go, I think I know you. You know, I wanted to say, I think I know you.
Yeah.
And then I'm going, well, it's got to be something serious, or she wouldn't be calling me.
Well, and that's why I told you I wanted to sit down with you, because
yeah,
this stuff's
yeah.
too much to start talking about over the phone.
Well, and that's it, and I apologize if I try to put you in a spot there, but...
Yeah.
I wasn't even prepared for you guys to be here today. I mean, you're going to come talk about something, that was it. So there's nothing, it's all off the cuff here, so.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, we'll sit down with Rob and just go over some of the timekeeping things. And
yeah. But, you know, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. I don't want to say anything
no.
bad about him. So it's just one of these issues that seems to be doom and gloom a little bit right now, and I hope we get these issues aired out and everybody works together and come and, you know, it was one unit, so.
And I guess, you know, part of, and I'll go over this with Rob, but just so you're aware,
mm-hmm.
is when they go through the 1041, if you can grab this bottom one for me, sorry. When they go through the 1041 and 1042 times, so we have these spreadsheets that have, they've included this in the back.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone through and itemized time periods of being short. And then that's what's added up at the end of the month.
Oh, I see. And I understand that. But we have this, and if that's corrections, there are no radio
mm-hmm.
back here. Like I say, I got a radio operator that comes in and relieves them, but doesn't write that time down.
Yeah.
You know, they do because that's the time they're leaving. That's when it comes on the CAD system. That's when it comes on everything else. So they're not trying to screw anybody out of anything because they're already being relieved, but this guy's not charging shit.
Yeah.
You know, he's not saying I'm 42 minutes early or I'm
there prior
30 minutes early. And he don't do that. He does that because it's Jack. It's him.
They're
he
there
does.
Early and then they get logged in and then they log out when the next person comes
exactly.
in.
Exactly. And that's how it is. Jack don't try. He says, I'm here. He comes in here sometimes at 2:30. Don't come to work till 3:30.
Yeah. So it's just they go on the air when they take over that
right.
mm-hmm. location.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've been to a communications room, you can see how.
Yeah, and that's how it is, and that's how probably how they come up with the 20 minutes to 30 minutes or whatever. Because Jack's always here early.
Well, we're talking to Rob. Is there any chance you could come up with a list of basically a roster for the sheriff's department for us?
Rob will take care of that for you.
Okay, perfect.
He's got all that.
So we'll get a roster of that, and then just so you know, we will have to talk to quite a few people around here.
Oh,
please. It's not all going to happen today, but I'll try to be as upfront with you. I wanted to start with you. I didn't want to start at the bottom level because I think this is an important conversation, and there's a couple major issues, you know, for instance, the firearms.
Is that still major?
Sorry?
No,
you clarified how it happened, but that was like an issue that we really needed
to get.
Okay,
because that was 2.5 years ago, and we took care of that.
Correction, I don't mean major issue right now.
Okay.
I mean major issue when that was brought to our attention.
It was brought to my attention. Yeah. It got very major.
Just a concern that needed to be addressed, and I think he did a good job.
Yeah, so I just
explained it to
us.
Yeah, I just, when I found this out, where's the paperwork on this? Nothing followed. I go, my God, that's not right.
Okay, I guess we did. We had a paper copy of that, but
yeah.
If you can still spare one of the current copies that you have, we can
keep.
Okay. You got that.
This one.
Yeah. So, anyway.
But again, do you have anything?
I have nothing. There's nothing.
Okay. The time is 12:04 in the recording.